Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Thank you for joining us today here on the Midday Report. We're being joined by Leslie Milius. She is the program coordinator for Butler County Extension. And Leslie, it sounds like this summer you're going to be making some rounds to the local farmers markets.
That's right. So we're going to start our Meet Me at the Farmers Market series. And basically, we did this last year, and it was just kind of piloting it last year a little bit. It was very successful. People were very interested in some of the resources that we had available and things of that nature, that we're going to do it again this season. And we're actually adding a farmer's market. So I'm going to have a total of 5 farmers markets that I will go to in Butler County. Those are the Green Farmers Market, Shell Rock, Allison, Parkersburg, and New Hartford. So I will be in all of those towns. I'm going to make a kind of preseason, early season visit here coming up. I'm going to start my first one today, May 12th in Green. That'll be the first market that I will start out with. And then there'll be visits kind of going May, June-ish timeframe. And then I'll make a late season visit to all of them again, kind of as those, you know, vegetables are starting to, and just wanted to make sure people are getting the information that they need if they want to do some food preservation and different things of that nature. So we will be having make and take activities for all ages. So people can definitely stop by our booth and do a little make and take. It may vary between different markets, just depending upon the weather, which includes wind, because, you know, I do have sometimes a lot of paper, and in Iowa, the wind seems to get me the worst when it comes to being outside. So it may vary a little bit between the make and take activities that we do at each of the market, just depending upon the weather and how that'll all kind of shake out. But there should be an activity for everybody to do. We'll also have different things that we will have upcoming. So different programs that I will be doing around the county, not just, food related, nutrition related, but some of the other things that I do maybe for kids and things like that, I'll have to advertise those particular programs. So another great way to find me and to ask questions and all of those types of things. In addition to that, if you can't make it to the markets and you are still, working on possibly going to get that garden started here in the next couple weeks, that you're looking at that, we do have seeds available for people to come and get here at the Butler County Extension Office. So you can definitely come in and kind of rummage through what we have available. I did kind of semi-refill it a little bit. So you can definitely either find me at the market to get some of those seeds if you're wanting to, because I will have them with me. Or you can definitely stop here at the Butler County Extension Office.
Sounds good. And Leslie, you said that the farmer's market thing starts today. Where's yes. that at, and what's the hours on that?
Yes. So the first market that I will be visiting is the Green Farmer's Market. It will be from 4 to 6 today at the Perrin Park. which is kind of the park that's down there along the river. So they're usually underneath that shelter house there. So that'll be my first visit. And then from there, I will be going to Allison. It will be my next one. And that one won't be until the 28th of May. So definitely check out our Facebook. If you're looking for me, check out the Facebook page, because it will have this particular, I have all of them listed and where I will be. So you can definitely check that out and find out where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be and the times that they are open for that market.
Awesome. Sounds good. And a lot of resources for people to take advantage of from the extension office. Leslie, we do appreciate you coming on this week and giving us an update. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.